Mai.
This first mission here, the principle is, if food doesn't come from Eretz Yisrael, it's on Chayv and Demai, obviously, right? So we're going to say that the principle is going to be that certain kinds of food, you can assume if you put outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can assume it didn't come from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was on a great food exporter, like Mech Tesi, you're buying food in Lebanon that they brought it up. I'm like, why should it be? Except there are certain foods which sort of were particularly like Israel's specialties, and therefore, if you got this in the marketplace, even outside of Israel, if it had this, you know, sort of distinguished character, it was likely to be an Eretz Yisrael produce, and therefore you have to treat it as demai out of fear that it came from Eretz Yisrael. That's the principle. So it says, El devar mis astrin demai b'chol makom. These are things that, if they look the right, if they look suspect being Eretz Yisrael produce, you have to tie them, even though you're purchasing them outside of Israel. Had devela. Devela is figs, but it means, with the Gemara, it basically, this especially a special kind of like plump and sweet fig that like was indicative of special figs. They obviously exported figs. They were good figs in Eretz Yisrael. But tamarim, these are dates. These are like an especially large kind of date that was indicative this came from Eretz Yisrael. The charuvin, carobs. These are like the carobs. They were straight, not curved, which I guess was desirable. And also the surface of it was smooth and not like kind of wrinkly. So again, top, you know, grade A carob. Haorez, that's rice. And we'll get back to rice in a second. The rice in Eretz Yisrael was particularly white. And again, although Gemara speaks out, like this strain of rice did grow elsewhere. Like it says in Antioch, you know, up in Syria, they also happen to have this rice growing. But the point is, the major producer of world markets, local markets, was Israel for this high quality rice. Other rice was like more like reddish or greenish, but this was like a very white rice that was desirable. So you assume that if it's this white rice, it came from Eretz Yisrael. The kamon. Kamon is a cumin. Cumin is the those seeds that you... I can get cumin and caraway mixed up all the time. So cumin is like the spice. I don't know. Yeah. It's a spice. So the kernels, the cumin kernels are very straight from Eretz Yisrael. So again, indicative of Eretz Yisrael. And ha'orish b'chutz la'aretz, and even in Eretz Yisrael, these things, if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're eating dates that don't look like they have these fancy dates, you still have to assume they were just inferior dates that grew in Eretz Yisrael and still be, of course, in Machmer. But the exception to that kind of approach is rice, since essentially all the rice in Eretz Yisrael was this high-quality white rice. If you have like what appears to be foreign rice and you're eating it in Eretz Yisrael, you can assume taka it was imported from elsewhere because they wouldn't grow that kind of inferior rice in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, ha'orish b'chutz la'aretz, rice that looks foreign, right, even in Eretz Yisrael, kol mishtamish mimeno, if you use it, patar. You're patar from treating it as demai because you can assume safely this wasn't created in Eretz Yisrael. Rice is unique in that all of Eretz Yisrael's rice supply was this very good white variety.